Now, the Gemara says further, speaking in numbers again, there are seven names for Earth. The planet Earth has seven different names. The Gemara says these seven names are Eretz, Adama, Arka, Eretz, Earth, Adama, Earth, Arka. These are Pesukim, which these names are mentioned. And then the last four, the Gemara says, are Chalava, Kola Sheba Chalava, Yabosha, Tevel, and Chelet, Koyeshve Chelet. These are all names for Earth. In this case, there are three names that are different than the listing found in the Zayde Kodesh. Zayde Kodesh says seven names. Those seven are Eretz, Adama, Arka, Ge, Nishiya, Tzia, Tevel. All agree, though, that Tevel is the most advanced form of Earth, and this planet in which we live is Tevel. What's important about that? We once had this in detail, taken from the Zayde Kodesh, which goes into very much detail about this, but yet, strangely, it is found even in the Gemara. The Gemara itself speaks about this fact. These seven names are not really names of this planet Earth. These seven names are actually seven different planets. We're not speaking about Mars, Mercury, Jupiter. We're speaking about Earth. There are seven planets called Earth. Same as ours, seven different planets. And these seven planets called Earth are called Earth in different forms. Eretz, Adama, and so on. That means that since there are seven planets, all similar, it would imply that there are people living in all of these seven planets. Zayde Kodesh says that is so. That is so. There are people, human beings, living in all seven planets. Since the other six planets are not this planet Earth, it means that there are humans aside from this planet which we inhabit. We once had this very much in detail. We can't go into the detailed aspect. Just very briefly, brief review, because it is that important. Zayde Kodesh says that, in the end, the Gemara, the Medrash, how did life get to the other planets? Hashem created Adam. That was the first man created. Adam, Chava, they were on this planet Earth. Of course, they were sent down from here to this planet Earth, and that's it. There was no other human being created. So, since they lived on this planet Earth, you can't fall off this planet. Laws of gravity don't allow you to. How do you get to the other six planets, which are nowhere near this planet at all? In fact, they are so hidden there in a different dimension. So, how did human beings get to the other planets? Two answers. One answer is that the other humans are subhuman. They are created from vapors. Eid Yalem and Horitz. Pasuk says that rain, for example, comes through vapors, steam that rises from the earth, and it comes back down in the form of rain clouds. This aid yalam and ha'odetz, the aid, this vapor aid, is partial adam, not a complete person. So they are subhuman physically. They are not as wise, not as advanced as the humans here. Zayde Kodesh says their lifespan is much shorter. Their mentality is a much lower degree than the mentality of humans here. So there's no thing as an advanced race that will attack with spaceships. You have to worry about the men with their advanced technologies, Mars or other planets attacking here. There is no such thing as an advanced scientific, of course, there's nothing to boast about. But advanced human beings, advanced mentality, that does not exist. The advanced mentality is only on this planet, if you call that advanced. Most of the human beings here would be better off if they were on the other planets. That is, we'd be better off if they were on the planets. But they still, in essence, they are still more educated, cleverer, or more evil, but cleverer than any other type of human on the other planets, Earth. Now, where did they come from? One answer is they come from those vapors. The Eid Yala, Eid is two-thirds of Adam, or the fact that, as the Tzaddik says, that Kayin was sent into exile, Nova no tihiyah bo'oretz, and we driven from planet to planet, and in these planets, that's where he gave birth, he had children, because the climate there, because of the fact that there is no vegetation there that is advanced, there is no wheat, and that's why the people there cannot develop. They haven't got the brain food. There is such a thing as brain food. They haven't got that, therefore they have a sub-mental capacity. But they all come from, not B'nai Odom, but B'nai Kayin. They're all descendants of Kayin and the other planets. The Gemara says, Medrash brings that there was no invasion, but there was a case where one of the inhabitants of the other planets came to this earth through some means also done by special powers of a shade. And this inhabitant came to this planet Earth. He was different than the ones of this earth. The fact that he had two heads instead of one. As the Zohar Kodesh says, there are humans there that have two heads, three, four, up to seven heads even. Seven-headed human. In some cases, they are strong, physically strong. But again, we do not find any advanced mentality among them. We once went through this story with Shlomo HaMelech, with this person who came from the other planet, how he showed his wisdom. Again, this is not the time for it. We only stress one point, one chiddush. We find out we did not have before are the names of these seven planets Earth. How the names in the Gemara here differ, three of them differ from the names that are found in the Zohar Kodesh. But all agree, they all agree that there are seven different planets Earth, all are called planet Earth, different forms of human beings living on. Again, these in no way are related to, we speak about other planets. Heavenly planets or stars, that's a different story entirely. Because the Zohar Kodesh goes so far as to say that each planet Earth has its own sky over it. It's not this sky we see that covers only seven planets Earth. Each one has a different sky. And in fact, therefore, our sky is superior to all the other skies, just as our planet Earth is superior to the others. How important this is difficult to say. We can't think of a good reason to visit the other planets for a vacation period or something like that. You go there for a suntan, whatever you might get in the other planets, although it does say that some of them are endowed with a lot of expensive metal. There's a lot of gold in certain ones. But to go there to get the gold and then not to be able to come back doesn't really pay. What can you do with it there? Only thing is, this we do stress very seriously and very strongly. What is the information for? As would be the obvious question of certain skeptics, those who don't have the emunah. Why this information? Why the necessity of the other six planets? What is it all about? The answer very clearly is, the answer is it's a test of faith, test of emunah, very clearly. The fact that the Torah tells us, the Gemara, the Zohar Kodesh, word of Hashem, that there is not one planet Earth, but seven. Who knows about these? Naturally, the Creator. Hashem who created them. Who knows about what's on them? Only the one that created them. So we have first-hand information. We have definite knowledge that is hidden from the greatest scientists with all their technology. They do not know about the geography of the universe as we do know it, because we have these secrets revealed to us by Hashem. But proof? Proof that it is so, proof is emunah. The greatest proof needed is faith. Emunah has to be so strong, stronger than visible proof. We don't have to see it with our eyes. We believe in it. We believe in it more strongly than those who see what they believe in. We believe emunah shlema implicitly that the words of the Gemara and Zohar Kodesh are true about these seven planets, and that is sufficient. We need no more than that. This is the fulfilling the test of emunah.